It's Beat 102 and 103, and that's Chasing Amy from Mullingar and That Good Thing. Well, next Saturday is the start of Bike Week, which runs from June 10th to the 18th. Lots of events running across the region and country to celebrate and promote all that's great about cycling, including Kilkenny's own Cyclovia and a Castle to Castle cycle. Seamus Nugent from Kilkenny Recreation and Sports Partnership joins me to tell me more. Are you a cyclist, Seamus?
I am. I'm both, as you described off air there, a mammal and also a function or commuting cyclist.
Oh, so very good.
I cycle also to work every day, yeah.
Now, you're going to have to explain mammal to people because I'd only heard this term about 6 months ago and now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's an acronym.
It is, for middle-aged men in Lycra, which seem to
so
be
you've
popping
outed
up
your
all
age
over the place.
There.
Yeah.
They are. Why do you think cycling has become big in the last few years?
I suppose with a big emphasis on health, I suppose cycling has come to the fore again, and also with a huge investment in greenways and cycle paths. Mind you, we still have a long way to go before we catch up with mainland Europe, but I think we're going in the right direction. And I suppose those are two of the main reasons why cycling has become so popular.
And what do you love about cycling?
I like that I can leave work and get there before anyone else in my area who tries to travel across. I'm from Kilkenny City, and I travel from the Waterford Road side across to the McDonough Junction side of Kilkenny, and I can whiz down past the traffic and straight across through town and get there, and it takes me about 10 minutes. And I'm lucky, I suppose, in that I can commute to and from work. And now, if I do have to take the car for work, such as a day like today now, it frustrates me to have to sit in traffic for so long. It's such a waste of time. But the other side of cycling is that, people have, I suppose, chain journeys with children to drop off, etc. And that's another big discussion, you know, especially from an active traveller perspective, where children aren't allowed to even walk 100 metres to school.
Mm-hmm. Kilkenny is a medieval city, and it's not really a city made for traffic. You see that in the traffic jams that you experience even at the weekends. What is it like safety wise as a cyclist?
Well, I did a study some years back, and there's a really good attitude to cyclists from motors. I suppose it is a two-way street, to pardon the pun, but cyclists need to give respect to motorists in terms of signalling and indicating and making eye contact and receiving proper training, or if they're a little bit lacking in confidence. And I find that when we take groups out training, that the respect is always reciprocated for the most part with motorists. They do allow cyclists out once you're making eye contact and once you're indicating what you intend to do.
Let's talk about Bike Week, which is all over the country. As we said, there's lots of different things happening across the region. There's some lovely stuff happening in Wexford. They're having a La Ruta de Murrintown, a 10 to 50 kilometre cycle in County Wexford. They're having a mini cycling festival in starting in IT Carlow next Sunday. 3-day kids cycle camp at the Tipperary Wheelers. That's happening from Monday to Wednesday of next week. Loads going on, and it's no different in Kilkenny.
Yeah, we've really packed in lots into Bike Week this year. Much of the same events that we've had last year. We've one or two new events, but I suppose our three main Bike Week events are Cyclovia Kilkenny, which takes place on the 11th and the 18th. Those are the two Sundays in Bike Week. And that's where we're lucky enough to pedestrianise High Street in Kilkenny. And we open it up to cyclists, skateboarders, skaters, pedestrians, whatever way you choose to get there.
And you can just choose to cycle on High Street.
Yes. Our walk there, park your bike and walk. And we have music, dance, martial arts display, archery displays. And we have a focus this year on kind of street games. So large versions of Jenga and Connect Four and games like that.
So it's not just about the cycling, it's a real festival atmosphere.
Yeah, Cyclovia originated in Bogota in Colombia, where it's a kind of a free street or cycleway, and that's what we based it on. And these Cyclovia happen all over the world, and we were the first one in Ireland to pick up on it. And we'd like to see other people taking up on them as well, because people like to enjoy the freedom of walking It actually takes about 10 minutes for people to realise that there's no traffic on the street.
Mm.
And we have a street parallel to High Street in Kilkenny is Kieran Street, and it's pedestrianised 90% of the time. And it's a lovely, got a lovely kind of cafe society feel about
it. Yeah.
Whereas we would like to see a few more car-free days in High Street in Kilkenny.
And High Street kind of, it's quite like Wexford Town, and it is pedestrianised a lot of the time as well. And you'd almost expect it to be pedestrianised, whatever way it's laid out. So it's
indeed,
lovely to see that.
When we go abroad, no matter what city or town you go to in Europe, the trend is to take cars out of the city centre now. You have in Finland as well ahead of the game. London, Barcelona, the mayor of Madrid has vowed that she will have a quarter of the city centre pedestrianised by the time she leaves office. So throughout Europe, all the major cities are saying it's better feel for residents from health perspective, mm-hmm. from traffic perspective.
Community.
Get out and use the public transport or use your legs or your bike.
Tell us about this Castle to Castle cycle, which takes place on Wednesday week.
Yeah, on June the 14th, we're having the, I think it's the fourth version or the first fourth running of the Castle to Castle. So we have, as you know, Kilkenny Castle, the icon in the centre of Kilkenny. And we run a 40k cycle from there to Paulstown Castle.
Ah, and this is the venue for Beats Fairy Tale Festival on July 23rd.
Okay, yeah, so that ties in nicely.
Paulstown, yeah.
And we go to the Camogie Club there, provide fabulous food for us every year. So it's 20 kilometres to Paulstown and then 20k back.
Wow, that's a long one.
Yeah, and what we're offering people a chance to do this year is to actually cycle there and to have a nice word with their loved one to collect them. And so they can actually, if you register early, you get one of the free T-shirts, and then you get to cycle to Paulstown, get the lovely food, and you can cycle back or not. But the vast majority of people cycle back. But we just give them an opportunity to take part in the event by doing the 20k.
And do you have to be hyper, super fit for this?
Not really. We have a group in training at the moment, as we do every year for this event. We have a group about 5 or 6 weeks out from the event. We advertise for new participants, and they take part in the 5 or 6 week training program, building up their distance gradually. And it enables them to cover the 40k reasonably easily. And then they go on, some of them find it that it's a pathway into cycling clubs. And then they end up taking part in the various cycle sportifs that are taking place all over the country at the moment.
There's lots of them.
And some of them are going overseas on cycling holidays as well. So it's opening up a whole new world and increasing kind of physical activity for them as well.
Brilliant. Sounds like a great idea. It is, like, how do you say it? Cyclovia is one
I don't care how you say it if we get enough people up to it. Cyclovia, whatever you want to say.
Cyclovia.
We also have on that Wednesday night, we actually have a 10K family cycle. And for those that are familiar with Kilkenny, it goes from the parade in the centre at the castle. It goes from there all the way across the Ring Road to the Castle Comer Road. But Kilkenny has a kind of an arterial selection of roads in off the Ring Road. So if you're going as a family and you feel the little ones aren't up to the 10K, they can always branch off and come back in by another route.
Good
and
stuff.
All the route will be marshalled, and the kids will receive a special medal on the day and refreshments as well.
Lovely idea. That is on Wednesday week.
Yeah.
As you said, you can get more details of all the events across the region and across the country on bikeweek.ie. You just need to search for the county, because there are just pages and pages of events happening for Bike Week, which starts on the 10th of June and runs until the 18th. Seamus, thanks a million for coming in, and enjoy all that cycling.
Thank you, Orla.